it's unusual for us, I think, to have one that is going to somebody's cell phone, and then it's hung up on, and then it returns as a text message. And apparently that's what's happening, but they're also targeting landline phones. Very unusual. You know, it's a robocall, and, you know, there's no sense in doing anything that somebody who's not even human is telling you to do. A lot of the folks that are being that are receiving these calls do not bank at Prosperity Bank, so that leads me to believe that perhaps this is a very localized event of scams. I was asked earlier where did they come up with these phone numbers, and that's a really good question. You and I remember a few weeks back when St. Joseph's came out and admitted that there had been a data breach that may have affected as many as 400,000 people. That might well be the supply of phones that these people have, whoever the hackers were.
So I'm guessing perhaps this is not going to end with Prosperity. There may be other financial institutions, maybe other retailers, anybody that can get their hands on debit and ATM cards.
Well, that's a possibility. That's always a possibility. I've been told that several people who actually bank with Prosperity have fallen for this. You know, they did exactly what was asked of them without checking beforehand. And of course, that's the problem. Is sooner or later you're going to get somebody who's not thinking, and they just do what they're told. Unfortunately, that could lead to putting some money in a scammer's pocket and help perpetrate the ongoing scam. But the other thing is, the good news there, I guess, Bill, is that if it's a debit card or hopefully it's just the credit card, there are some saving graces there that once you see it on your credit card statement that there's a transaction that you did not make, which you better be vigilant in watching for, if not canceling that card right away, then you have up to 60 days to let the credit card company know. In this case, it's MasterCard, and usually you're not going to have to pay those charges.
And regardless of who the issuer is or for what business, it is still a great idea to get a hold of the businesses and the card companies and do it as soon as you can, particularly when they offer 24-hour customer service.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the best safeguard.
Have I missed anything?
We first heard about it early this morning, and Bill, it's been very local. We've had somebody call from Snook, we've had somebody call from Caldwell, but that's about as far away as the calls have been, which gets back to the one question: how do these people get, or where do the phone numbers come from? And one of the bankers I talked to, suggested that maybe it had something to do with St. Joseph's, and that might be a pretty good guess. Because I haven't seen anything coming to me from other BBB regions that this is going on. So that's unusual, too.